This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spiking, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want pies and me throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban are linked up. Rose gold for the Cuban linked up. How much I stress a her and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spike me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the top, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents did corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with the jets and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a spagat thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spying me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 We a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a flask and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say I do it. Plus me jeans that a true it. And me white tee that a do it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me I do it. Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers been messing me, I go step in a your tulip. From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
The Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And I'll be honest with you, we got a hot show for you. They got a lot of interviews coming up. Mr. Producer, be good? You catching up now or? That's why they say read Muhammad. Hey, you. You're on Miami Dolphins. Boy, I tell you. All right, this is how you chiming in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Lines are open. And, of course, in the Family Islands, Grand Bahama, and any one of the Family Islands, toll-free, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk, all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. All right. All right. So that's how you chime in. And don't forget, Trivia will be back on Monday. Everything will be fully loaded. So you can win everything that you want. And like I said, we got lots to talk about today. Coming up on the flip side of the break, you know I'm going to be having a conversation with the cast of The Real Betrayal. Deception Unveiled, Love Betrayed, From Trust to Treachery. It's a brand new hot film, all Bahamian cast, all Bahamian production. You'll be able to see it over there at the Atlantis Theater on Paradise Island Friday, June 30th. Two showings, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. It's rated T. We're going to talk to the cast and to the whole crew on the flip side of the break in the first hour. And don't forget, in the second hour today, we'll be getting everybody caught up with football. And if you want to know where you need to get the kids this weekend, listen, it's all about the 2023 Instructional Football Camp. All right, Bahamas All-Pro Weekend. They're doing it again. And we'll be talking big things with the organizers of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, so I told you, fully loaded show today. Got lots of interviews coming up. All right, and it's all going to go down on the flip side of the break. So we'll take the first break right now. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you with the whole entire cast and crew of The Real Betrayal, a hot Bahamian production, hot Bahamian movie, premiering over there at the Atlantis, June 30th, two showings, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. We'll talk with the crew from that coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey,
We're back at you on the Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Like I told you, right before the break, we got the whole cast and crew from The Real Betrayal. That's a hot new Bohemian film. That's right, a movie, a film, okay? So, you know, we got to definitely check that out. You know, it's definitely right up Bohemian's alley, too. Deception unveiled, love betrayed, from trust to treachery. That sounds like a little something for everybody in there, man, and a cat fighter, too. So I think, you know, we got to check it out. It's going over there, because, you know, we support all things Bohemian on the show. And I'll be honest with you, Friday, June 30th, is going down at the Atlantis Theater, 6 p.m., 8:30 p.m., rated T. And I got the cast and crew here with me. I'm going to let the executive producer himself, Mr. Peter Northless, tell everybody who everybody is and let him make the introductions. Good to see you, Peter. I know you've been working on all of these projects for years, and you've been steady grinding. Now you got your feature film, man. Got your film. I would add the Atlantis, right. No less.
All right, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
So let us know a little bit about the film, obviously, and let us know who you got here with us today as far as the cast goes.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, Bahamas. And first of all, we want to give God thanks for this opportunity because, you know, this is a vision that he has given us, and we are about to carry it out. And today now I'm along with we have Miss Crystal Starr, and she's one of the actors as well as actress. I'm sorry, and as well as we have Mr. Marlon Young, and he's another actor, and then we would have the main actor, her name is.
Melanie Angola.
Exactly. That's right. And also we have Mr. Bobo Kin. That's another actor also. So we all here come and we came here to see if we could express ourselves in terms of the movie and the time. Time is about the time that it should be given in Atlantis, as well as the time that... all persons who has any interest of seeing the movie, they should be there in time.
All right, man. Well, we got a wide cast. Let us know a little bit about the movie. What's the plot behind it? What's the story?
I would let Christelle answer that.
Good morning, Bahamas.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. My bad.
Whatever you drink it, I want some. It's tomorrow. Wow.
My name is Christelle Straub, and I play the detective in the movie. The Real Betrayal is action.
You've been dressed like a cop in my studio today.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my God.
I came in character.
You're deep in character.
The movie is an action, drama, and comedy. It is a movie about a beautiful woman marrying the man of her dreams in the United States. He is wealthy, successful, able to provide everything in life she desires. But she has a love interest in the Bahamas, a.k.a. the Bohemian sweetheart. She decides to have her husband killed in the U.S. by hiring a hitman.
What? He jumped it in?
Yeah.
Boom! My God, Bohemian sweetheart. Yeah. Murder for hire. Boom! Okay.
But the plot fails and starts a domino effect of events. She then books a trip with her husband to come to the Bahamas to finish the plan of killing him and stealing his millions of dollars and assets. With the help of her Bohemian lover... the husband suspects something is wrong, and the drama, intrigue, and comedy begins as they arrive in the paradise called the 242, a.k.a. Nassau, Bahamas.
So all buck up go when they reach here. If a Bobo Can is involved, all buck up go when they reach here. So I ain't hanging out but that. All right, so you play one of the characters, detective, correct?
Yes, I do.
So obviously... now, you're a foreign detective or local detective?
Local.
All right, so I know that already. It goes down in the 242. That's why you're involved. I got to see it from that standpoint. And you, sir, what's it feel like? Are you the one who, like, they tried to kill twice already in this short time?
No, my name is Marlon Young. We are the ATM. We will be the security specialists.
Oh, okay.
We do support for the business, the rich business.
No, I know, but you're dabbling in movies a little while now, man. So I got to wonder if you're bringing out acting jobs or not, you know? But I know, that's going to be good stuff. And you guys always do a great job.
I appreciate it.
On multiple levels. And then we have, I guess, Samantha, right?
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Yes, I play the role of Samantha. I'm the wife that wants her husband dead.
You want the wife, husband dead?
Yeah, I want him dead. I want the millions.
You laughing like you really taking this seriously? Like, officer, you got your cuffs?
The car.
Yeah, the way typical behavior police in the car. They got the cuffs in the car and they got the radio and the gun. And the key in the trunk, because I put it there for safekeeping.
Jesus God.
So you want your husband dead for all his millions, so?
Yes, sir. I want him dead for all the millions. I have a very interest in Bahamas, so that's why I need the money.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got it all planned out.
Oh, yeah. Very planned.
And then, Bobo Ken, who do you play into all of this? Because I know
you're the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Tony Montana.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I take it you play the local Bahamian love interest.
Oh, no. That's the bad guy. We're doing the kidnapping, all the shooting, all the stuff like that. Yeah.
You doing all of that because you use the bad guy who like this one here, like all the millions.
But you know what happened to the bad guy in the end, right?
Sometimes it breaks out and he's like the ultra bad guy.
Yeah, if you get away.
Yeah, but if you got him like Tony Montana, boy, right,
yeah, well, I get him dummy.
People like me.
Yeah. To point your fingers. Say, there goes the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're never going to see a bad guy like me ever, okay? But yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see a local ensemble has come together to put this on. And like I said, we do support all things Bahamian. We supported other movies prior, and I guess we got to look at this now, and we got to break out the cult classic Bahamian that every Bahamian movie is judged by. Balls Alley, Jelly Moss's contribution years ago. Where does this rank up? Like, since we're talking classics and you throughout, you know, Scarface, where do you think this is going to splash in? Because I think this got a lot to rival it, man. There's a lot going on here, a lot going on in this movie with Bahamians like sweethearting, gossip. Romance,
kidnap,
gunplay, kidnap, more gunplay. Yeah, man, it's right up your alley. So obviously, Bahamians will want to come and see it. I mean, but what can they expect when they come? Because obviously, you know, we got a lot of listenership, and I'm getting some texts right now. Naughty, don't make me go across the bridge, man. If this thing will be, trust me, let them know what it's going to be like. I think Bahamians go in there expecting something when they see a Bahamian production. They want to see a certain aspect, a certain element, and a certain way it's carrying on. Yeah. Air quotes. So what does this film have for now?
Well, this film is a very good film, I should say. Because if you look at it around, we have a few Bahamian music around, but we haven't got that much per se, but action to say that every other day we can go and just and see a movie. So once this movie done by Atlantis and persons come and see it, and I'm sure they're gonna enjoy it because it's a very good movie. And once they have enjoyed it, like I said before one time ago, that we will leave the movie opened. So once it's open, we're going to have a part two of it. It depends on how it works out. Once it works out very well, then we'll have a part two. You never know how far this can go. Because, you know, as you know, you have a lot of young persons out there. They may look at us and say, you know what? These guys did a good movie. Mm-hmm. But because the technology is changing and they're more advanced in technology than us, and they probably could do even better things than we are doing right now. So you never know how this could come out. Now, the persons who's going to Paradise Island to see this movie, and I guarantee you, once they come in, they're going to be able to sit down and enjoy the movie because there's no fakes in it. You know, sometimes you watch a movie. I've seen one or two movies whereas you sit down and you watch and the persons, you could just... It's very fakey. Yeah. So this one is not too fakey. This is not fakey at all. I wouldn't say too fakey. This is not fakey.
Not fakey at all. Pure action, pure drama.
So they would sit down.
You have a full mixture.
Yeah, they would sit down and enjoy it.
So, I mean, that's what Bahamians like. Cause, I mean, the biggest thing you want is it to become like a cult classic like other movies before have become because people spread them around, like you said, because it's got everything in it. Mm-hmm. The action, the drama, the suspense, and it's a flow.
As you see, we have the beauty, we have the toys, we have the bad guys, we have the bad guys.
There you go, man. So I think all you need now is to get the attendance to come out there and see it and get the word of mouth going. So the showings go down when? Let us know exactly when the showings are.
The showings is going on June 30th. It's June 30th, which will be on a Friday, of course. And we have two showings. One of the showings is going to be 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Then also we have another showing is going to be at 8:30 that same night. But you know, us being here, sometimes we is coming a little late. So once you have your time, it's very important that you could come about, say, at least put 15, 20 minutes. I would say an hour earlier.
We're talking about Atlantis. We're talking about finding parking, getting seated, and all that.
Yeah.
I would say hour.
Yes.
And we will be starting at 6 o'clock promptly and at 8:30 promptly.
So, yeah, you got to pick your shows. Now, if you think that, you know, 6 might be a little early for you and it might go 8:30 is your show, get your tickets ahead of time. Are tickets available at the box office at the Atlanta?
No. Tickets are available.
Yeah, tickets are available. We have three locations. One location is in the Mall of Marathon, which located at the food court. Once you heading to the food court on your left-hand side, there's a restaurant called The Fork. Once you go there, you should be able to purchase your ticket, whether it's 6 o'clock or 8:30 p.m. And also, we have another location, which is on Charles Sanders Highway and Buttonwood Drive. There's a building on your right-hand side through that corner, which a convenience store there, New Look Convenience Store. You would be able to find your ticket there, as well as we have Refine Design, of course. Refine Design and the same building. They also have tickets also. Okay, and also there's another location which located in Nassau Village. Nassau Village, Village. Okay, Village. Village.
But either way, we have social media, so all the information is there, all the phone numbers. Yeah. Yes, everything is on social media. Yeah. We have the phone numbers, the directions where you can get each ticket, so you can come along and please and support us.
It's Village Auto Park.
And will they be available at the door the night of the show?
Yeah, also we'll have persons who...
No, because I got people texting.
Yeah, but the persons who was unable to get their ticket, they could come by the door and they'll get their ticket. But like I say again, person who's coming there, they have to be in time.
Also, we have a color code. We have blue for the 8:30. 6 o'clock will be a red ticket.
Okay.
This is not 6 for 8 or 8 for 6. You cannot use that in that way.
So you got tickets for the 6 o'clock show, you got to be there. If you miss the 6 o'clock show, you got to buy a ticket for the 8:30 show.
Yes, sir.
All right, and vice versa. This is your promotion. All right, man, I got a couple that I'm going to give away. All right, we'll make sure I give them away tomorrow. I don't keep sweetheart. That's what makes me rare and different around this 242. Yeah, I like being special.
Everybody's special.
I like being loved. I ain't slept on a sofa in 22 years, man. Come on now. Just mind, when I retired, they had big send-off for me at the zoo.
Yeah.
See, y'all don't know about the zoo.
No,
but I see the zoo been reincarnated. I'm out at them. I see a lot of happy customers down there. I ain't upset. I know what they're doing. I know what's going on, but I hear they happy down there. That's what I hear. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. But these tickets given away, but I want to continue, guys, to let you guys know, look, whenever you got your next project coming up, let me know. Definitely got a spot here. We'll get it out there. We support all things Bahamian and especially movies. Glad to see you guys doing it and putting out a product that obviously you could possibly have a part two, but obviously you got everything that Bahamians like as far as movies go. So I implore everybody to come check it out. Friday is Friday night, June 30th, right?
Next
Friday night, Atlantis Theater, 6 o'clock, 8:30. Get your tickets in advance or get them at the door. But if you're going tonight at the show, you got to be on time because they will start it at 6. They will start it at 8:30. I can tell you that.
Come before time.
Please. Yeah, be there on time or ahead of time, which is ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right? So thank you guys for stopping, man. All the best with the show coming up on the 30th. Let's get to the break. Mr. Producer on the flip side of the break. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour right here on Talking Heads. The Thursday, June 22nd edition continues right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, June 22nd edition continues right now. Listen here, y'all ain't easy enough. I'm about to read that text, that last text, but listen here, man. You need to stop. My God. Take that back to the chat group. That is crazy. We got a caller there, Mr. Producer. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Golly, David, stop me in a waste along with you, Naughty.
What's happening,
brother? Justice, law, and order in this country.
What's going on, brother?
Two points I want to make. The gentleman, what you just had on, the panel in which you just had on, right?
Uh-huh.
They talked about the movie are not fake, but movies are fiction, okay? So if it's fiction, it is fake.
I think what he was meaning was the accent and the Bahamian portrayal comes off very authentic and not fake. I think that's what he was meaning. But obviously we know that if it's a fictional movie, you know, that is made up.
Right.
It's not a documentary. It's not a live piece.
True.
It's not nonfiction.
And point, right?
Uh-huh.
The government's got to stop these Haitians from coming into this country, squatting on people's property or running places, and don't know how to get rid of human race other than bailing it and dumping it on people's property. That ain't decent. That's not nice.
They still harassing you, Brayman? They still giving you a hard time with your property?
Yes, man.
They still using it as a toilet?
Yeah, they're just nasty. The police told me to talk to the health people, right, to tell them to have them assess the property, right? But I don't know if they've been because I was inside the whole time. Nobody ring the doorbell. Nobody had rang the doorbell. But the government can't be doing this foolishness, letting people come into this country. There has no place to live. I'm coming to get some place to live. They don't want to spend their money to bail the toilet all. That's not toilet on people's property. That's indecent. That's going to be a problem.
Right, but, Brayman, you've been at this for a long time, and I hope you get the satisfaction that you need because you've exercised all the options. I got to give you that. Because I've encouraged you to take all the options that you need to take so you do it properly and by the law, and I still see you getting no satisfaction. Obviously, right. That's an issue with the water table. Obviously, that's a health hazard.
Yes. Yes. And they don't care. They don't know any, or they don't know any better. You know?
All right, Brayman. Well, keep agitating, man, and I'll keep beating up my gum for you on your behalf, too, because I need to stop, man. They need to get you right. They can't be letting people use your property illegally as a toilet, as a facility. Can't happen.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Brother Brayman. Be safe. Well, I tell you, somebody texted me a naughty. I wonder if you saw the headline in The Guardian, ramming government to offer gun amnesty for illegal weapons. And the texter made a great point. Naughty, why don't you try grocery for guns? That would be a year better results, in my opinion. Obviously, we've tried this amnesty before, and it doesn't yield the proper results. Things are rough in the country. People need to eat. People are hungry. Grocery for guns may be a better option and yield better results. Not a bad idea there, text them. Maybe they should look at it. Maybe they should investigate it. It might work. And anything to get the whole gun situation under control, because that's obviously not in control. You know what I say about guns? Guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. So we need to get this under control. It's crazy. I look at some more of the headlines. Food prices will remain elevated. Roberts doesn't expect immediate relief as inflation imported. Good old Mr. Roberts saying ain't nothing budget, man. The prices is going to be the prices. You know? Man. I tell you. But where does that put us? And if you look at the gas pumps, no relief in sight. Rubis 562, Esso 575, Shell 585. My God. So, no break with gas, no break with food, no break with the taxes. Where's this new day really yielding us? Same old-ish, different new day? That's more like it. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We got a caller? Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey.
CG, I put it to you this way so you could have a pretty good understanding as to destiny. Listen to me carefully. The saying goes like this. He who controls the present controls the pen that records the past.
Correct.
And thus is the owner of the brush.
That paints the future.
The future. Who that is?
I can't remember, but I've heard it before.
Well, maybe we are being manipulated, Nolly, because someone's painting our future.
No, man, listen, I try to remember who came up with the quote now. That's what you got me going on. I already know somebody trying to paint our future. You can't see the way this thing is going. Connect the dots, like you and I always say, connect the dots, follow the money. And that's the picture that's being painted. The same old, same old.
It's a deep one. Well, you know, Nolly, the best thing for you to do is to get on board.
No, sir. Too much Naughty. Fun. It's too much fun rabble rousing and raising cannon and being a maverick, being the one, not one of the many.
I appreciate you, Naughty. Thanks.
I appreciate you too, man. Stay off the dark web, baby. All right, but yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's status quo. For those who have walked alongside me and worked ahead of me that have decided to take a different path or to now go silent, you know, because it's beneficial, that's fine. That's you. Do what works for you and your family. It's all good. I'm mad at you. But me, it's too much fun. Way too much fun. Because I love doing what I do. Remember what Spike Lee said. As long as you get to make a living doing what you love, you win. I win every day of my life. When it's not on radio, it's on stage of jokers. So I win every day because God has blessed me, and I thank him for it so much, to allow me to make a living doing what I love. So no, I ain't got to get on board. No, sir. Just got to sharpen the sword a little more, strengthen the shield a little more, throw a few more arrows in the sack and get back at it. Jon Snow style, you know? Game of Thrones them to pieces. You know, give them some stalk treatment. That's what I'm talking about. Get all binging stalk on them when you're ready. God, they messed up that show. I love that show. It's a great show. It's come home every Sunday after Jokers, and me and my wife, MJ, would watch the latest episode of Game of Thrones. That last season and a half, my God, what a train wreck. But hey, that's what you got reruns of The Sopranos for. You know what I mean? But chime on in. Let me know what y'all think, man. Gas prices way up out the roof. Food prices ain't budget. You know? Opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pindar, leader of the FNM, budget fails to address woes of Bahamians. And it's true. And whether you like him or not, Mr. Pindar has taken this administration to task in the House recently. He put on a clinic yesterday. I can't wait to hear how this administration misspeaks again. Because there's a lot of valid questions that were raised. A lot of valid questions. Kobe Davis announces 10% taxi fare increase. Minister of Transport and Housing, Joe Beth Kobe Davis, announced yesterday a 10% taxi fare increase and a new code of conduct policy, which is expected to be implemented by September. Taxi drivers have been demanding a fare increase since the reopening of the economy after the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen, as long as you raise the fare in other areas and don't jack me from the airport like you do, I'm good. We need to work on that. Yeah. But outside of that, my cab drivers, they need to get that fare increase. Especially the long-serving, long-standing Bahama host certificate having taxi cab drivers. Not the one of the new 600 who just reached, and you could tell they knew because they drive in Paso and Swift with taxi plates and all over the road doing fool. No, sir. Y'all got to earn my respect. Especially the way y'all just carry on the road. Some of y'all got it already because I had respect for y'all as bus drivers. And I know y'all done flip it up now, flip plates and get your cab plates. I know it, I know it. I know some of y'all. But it's all good. Ain't what you know is who you know. Wait, it's a Thursday. I want to check out that movie, though. The Real Betrayal. I think that should be all right. Most definitely. You always want to see new things, especially involving behemoths. COP, the chief of police, renews bail concerns. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez yesterday pleaded with the system to get it right after a 19-year-old Warren Street resident who is on bail accused of sexual assault was arrested in connection with two recent sexual assaults, including an attack on an 83-year-old woman. According to police, the woman was beaten and sexually assaulted at her home on Market Street at 2:30 p.m. on Monday. This is an individual who should not have been on bail, said Fernandez, as he updated the media on the investigation into the two sexual assaults. Pleased to say that the officers and detectives were on the ground all night. We have an adult male in custody who we know was arrested shortly after. Okay, I get your point on that, Mr. Chief of Police. But I'm sure there's people asking, you know, there's a certain rape allegation swirling around where if it was Joe Public like me, I'd have been hauled before the courts and drugged through the process. But somebody being handled with kick love due to their political position, Mr. COP, why don't you talk on that? Let us know when we're going to have some closure in that investigation and where it's going. With the same veracity that you make a very valid point concerning bail, because I stand with you on the bail situation Mr. Fernando, I do. Because your officers shouldn't have to put in the work they do only to turn around and 2 days later see somebody for murder out on bail. While the shoplifter who took a can of cream and a can of sardines to feed his hungry family can't get bail. Yeah, we need to work on that. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, what line CJ wanted you to join? We headed for a crash and burn. Did Jitney want their hike increase? Two, don't forget that. What a time. What a time. Boy, I tell you, what a time in Bikini Bottom. I forgot the Jitney drivers want their increase too. Thank you, Dexter. Absolutely right. Jitney drivers say, give us two. Give me too. I with you. All right. I'm looking at it, Mr. Producer. Be good for breaks, right? All right, so we'll just ride it up until 5 on the flip side of the break. You know, we got the news coming up. And right after the news, we'll jump in, we'll talk sports. And like I told you, man, today, fully loaded with the interviews. Fully loaded with the interviews today. All right? Don't forget, in short order, on the flip side, like I said, we'll be chopping it up with our good friends from the Bahamas All-Pro Weekend and the Bahamas All-Pro Camp. And don't forget, it's the 2023 version, all right? The 2023 Instructional Football Camp going on June 24th, all right? It's the Bahamas All-Pro Weekend. We'll be talking to some of the organizers and some of the players from that coming up on the flip side of the break in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll make sure Pearly joins in because you know you want Pearly. Pearly got to be there on point. Pearly got to be on point. He got to be dead on point. Early Pearly got to be on point. I cannot tell you a word of lie. He's going to be in there today. I know football players are going to be here. Pearly got questions. So we'll definitely have a good conversation on the flip side of the break. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Boy, listen here. Nothing much.
Boy, I ain't heard from you in a while. You all right? Your family good?
Yeah, boy. Do not ask your daddy.
He coming on, you know. Thanks for asking. He mouth working and he making noise and he rowing, so I know you're on the man.
Yeah, but he doing better then. He doing better if he rowing.
Yeah, but he cursing the Dolphins too.
Oh, Lord. Now I know you don't like that.
No, I like that. I jinxed him up to do it. That's what got him cursing the Dolphins, because he loved the Dolphins and I hate the Dolphins.
You just do that. Oh, okay.
I's the mischievous one. Yeah, that's I's the jinx.
Okay, all right then. I see. Well, you got to tell him, you know, I mean, vouch for your team then.
No, he ain't going to never do that. A lot of people would never pull for the Cowboys. I get it. I understand
it. Oh, Lord, but listen, I know you're the Cowboy, yeah. But that's your team. That's what you like.
That's who I got to ride with. Now, what you got for me today, though? Because I know you got something good for me. What's happening?
Man, listen here, Naughty. I am so annoyed in this little town. What is going to happen? You know, down here by Southwest Plaza, you know the road there. They tied the road when the Prince them was coming.
Covered up all the drains.
Right, I wish they had tied a hole, Carmichael, when they were doing that, but they didn't, okay? Because there's a lot of, you know, holes all along.
Potholes, correct.
But you know something? They need to put some lines and make the distinction.
Right.
You don't know where to turn, which line lane you in, if you never been to that intersection and notice today.
No, man, let me tell you, I've been there multiple times. Every couple of weeks, we do a remote out there at Duncan Carmichael, and it is
right.
Like getting through Fallujah by that light there coming down the hill, passing the potty shop, then turning across to get over onto Carmichael. When you pass a gas station, you can't get out there. People all over the road. When you pass the Southwest Plaza, they pulling out every which way. They're yucking out from the other shopping center. I know exactly what's going on. Major jungleism
right,
is being practiced.
They need to put some lines. And then another thing, Naughty, you need to have somebody from the police force on your show to find out why they have all these cars, all these trucks, all these new bikes, and there's no police officers nowhere around this town when people are riding down the middle. I mean, down the middle of these little narrow streets. I mean, somebody almost, run into another car a little while ago, passing the bus down in the middle lane and driving straight down the lane.
Probably.
And they run in the red light. You better don't move when the light turns red.
No.
And then, of course, you know the fools behind you, not red, sorry, when it turns green. And then, you know, the fools behind you, they blowing like they horn ain't waking. I mean, the horn waking now, you try your brake. And they right there blowing, and you can't afford to leave off that because you may get killed. Because the person running the red light will kill you.
You ain't lying, you ain't tell a word of lie. Pray for me and I can pray for you, okay?
Man, listen, you have somebody on the final ride all these new cars, all these new bikes, and all these new trucks, and there ain't nobody around here, man, and no traffic around. Nowhere I go, I see anybody.
I can get on that for you. And we can make some noise about that, all right? That's a very valid point. Good stuff. Always good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. The news is coming up. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports. Keep it right here. The Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Catch you on the Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy and your company, Naughty, ready up until 6 p.m. Well, not almost till 6 p.m. Pearly will take it like the halfway point. Pearly will take it because I got to, you know, extricate myself. I got to get to a function, you know? But, you know, Pearly will hook it up for you the last 15. He'll hook you up with the NBA draft and the final 15 from Rich Eisen, which we'll figure out in short order. Pearly, is Pearly in yet? He coming in tonight. He had the air fryer. I know it's Thursday draft night. I know he honey glazing something. Something getting honey glazed. But like I said, we're going to start off this hour. I told you we had interviews all day, and it's my pleasure to have in studio. Like I say, no strangers to my show. So we have the crew from the Bahamas All-Pro Camp and the 2023 Instructional Football Camp, the Bahamas All-Pro Weekend, second one. All right, did a great job last year. Glad to have them back here this year again, especially talking football. And like I said, no stranger to the territory here. Got Mr. Jason Clark. How are you, Jason? Good to see you as always.
Hey, I'm pretty good, Naughty, and good day, Bahamas.
And I have one of my, co-baseball parents from a very good baseball team up there, JVLN. Give him your real name, please, Muffy, because I know you as Muffy all my life. The whole crew know you as Muffy, so please give him your government name. Thank you very much.
Alexandra Deal.
Thank you very much. There you go. Better known as Muffy. What's going on? And introduce me to your other guest, please, so we know who we got here today. You are, sir?
Oh, Arthur Johnson.
There you go. Turn on the mic there, Mr. Producer. He ain't no dolphin fan. He got to turn his mic
off. Hey, Naughty, I heard you. I heard you knocking the dolphins earlier. Please, yeah. Let's
but I let you slide because you's a long time. So I mean, fine. So I don't, you like me with my cowboy. So, So bring me up to snuff, though. It's always good to see this back, home again. Last year was very impressive. This year we have another great camp. And some of the names, we got Rashad Fenton. We got our very own Mike Strong. Both Mike Strong, and Rashad Fenton both have Bahamian ties. And we got Deion Jackson. And we got Cedric Wilson. I need to talk to Cedric, because Cedric, y'all didn't do Cedric right. We could get him back in Dallas now on the Chief. I need to talk to Cedric while he's here. Cedric, if you here, come see me at Joker's Wild. Come talk to Uncle Naughty. We got to get you back to Jerry's World. You got Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. I got to talk to Keenan, too, because I got to show Keenan at least three fantasy football championships that he's been a part of in my legacy of great fantasy football managing. Keenan's been a part of three of them, so I gotta take a picture with Keenan. Gotta thank him for that.
All right. So, Naughty, what we'll do is we let Arthur probably speak a little bit more about the camp this weekend and the players that are coming down.
But
and
most
what have
all
you.
Of these guys, like I said, are guys that you see every Sunday in the NFL, and you got the Bahamian connection, which is important too, especially with Mike Strong at the Colts this year. I think he's gonna step up and be a part of that offense.
So Naughty, you pretty much named all the players. So the kids would come out on Saturday. Yeah, the Saturday come in and get the experience of a training camp, skills training, and get the NFL experience. So, there isn't too much camps down there or none at all. When it comes to football. So if you have a passion for football, this is the perfect time to see how the pros train, how they go about things. And you could do it better with an NFL player.
And you can ask questions. I mean, who better to tell you about the experience than somebody who's going through every step to get to the highest level? Mm-hmm. And the fact that you got Bahamians on top of that.
Exactly.
That brings it home even more.
So they can relate more.
And I think it's good that we got a lot of kids that thanks to what you guys do, are interested in football. But obviously they want to take it to the next level. Some of these kids want to put on pads. They want to play.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this is a great way for them to actually experience it and know ahead of time what they need to do. And if I were one of them, I'd say, look, give me a full set of workouts to do when y'all are gone. So next year when y'all see me, you can see how I've developed. And I think this is a great opportunity to get a lot of these kids interested in football.
It's definitely a great opportunity, Naughty. And I'll just go to say, I mean, this is our second year partnering with them. We generally usually have them on our calendar of events of something that we look forward to. Our kids look forward to it. And even though we have, we manage more so a youth league that plays flag football, a number of our kids have received scholarships to play tackle football at the high school level as well, too. So, you can see the benefits of the local flag football program and then bringing in the NFL element to really try and, put your program kind of on steroids to some extent and give them a little greater exposure. Like you say, directly with the NFL players for them to talk about and experience what is it they're doing.
If you look at it, I mean, they have these kind of things in the States all over, but it's not for what these kids are going to be able to pay to see these guys and be up close and personal. Nothing like it.
No, and I will tell you, too, while Arthur talked about the training and the skill side, I mean, there's also another side to the camp component they're bringing, the NFL players are bringing, which is the VIP experience, right? In which the registered persons at the camp will be able to have the one-on-one like type sessions with those NFL players, talk about some of their experiences and help them to understand, listen, man, I probably was in the same position you were in,
and
no
this
better,
is,
no
worse.
And this
is what I did to
and
get
this is
myself
what I did to
where
get
I got
exactly
to be,
where
exactly.
I'm at. Then they realize, listen, at my age, they probably was in the very same position, had the same opportunities that we have. You just got to embrace them and
well,
take advantage of them.
I've long bragged about the athleticism our kids possess. And I'm thinking some of these coaches and players, when they get over here, they're going to have a couple of moments, too, where they just look and say, wow. Because we bring that to the table.
Yeah.
So there's ample opportunity for them to impress us, but we can impress them. And that's why I think it's so important to keep an event like this going, because it allows the kids to grow with it and take the next step.
Especially when you incorporate your Bahamian players like Mike and what have you, who, you know, have made it, is currently playing in the NFL, and then coming back home, we need to kind of showcase that. So I think that even brings another level of
relatedness. And I've always been impressed how Mike and Rashad have embraced their Bahamian roots, and mm-hmm. they get down when they come home. And yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
They don't run from it. They not just at the camp. You see them elsewhere out and about, and it's good stuff.
Yeah.
We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Pearl, you there? Or is he on mute? Unmute yourself, Pearly, so we know you're here. He'll chime in a second. But like I said.
Yeah, but that, sorry about that. You were talking, so I didn't want the background noise interfere with your wonderful interview.
No, man, but I know you definitely have questions for the game of football as well. And I know you could be out there, Chris, because you got a temporary Miami Dolphin to be there, Cedric Wilson. But after I finish talking.
Who says he's a temporary?
Listen.
Where you get that from?
When I have 5 minutes to talk to Cedric, he can be back in Dallas by the end of training camp. You know I can work that out.
You all done him wrong
in Miami. He need to come back home to Dallas.
How did we do him wrong? He's going to be an integral part of the Miami offense this year.
If 4 people at receiver get hurt, he need to come back to Dallas, slide right into number 3, number 4.
He's going to
get back to doing the punt return thing. Yes, man.
He's going to be wide receiver 3.
If I got to apologize to Cedric for us letting him go, I will. But we having him back in Dallas by then. That's all I'm saying. That's my whole intensive purpose to go to that camp on Saturday in between baseball and Nationals is to recruit the hell out of Cedric Wilson to get him back to Dallas. Get him your grubby flippers off him.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Now, while you're there, though, you should thank your boy Mike Williams, who helped you win that fantasy football championship last year. Yes. That was a good pickup.
I surely will.
All right, but
I may buy him a cold beer now because he did do me well at the right money game at the perfect time. Wonderful job.
And you still ain't giving Mike cut, but anyway, that's a different story. But listen, we were just talking on the fact that this camp, in the States or anywhere else, these kids would not be having opportunities up close and personal for $50. And I think that's a great price and includes it.
When I saw the price, I was like, whoa, okay, this is wonderful. So you should be able to get a wide variety of kids there. And particularly, hopefully, I would talk to some of these members of parliament and say, listen, why don't you sponsor 2 or 3 kids to come to the camp from your area, particularly.
But didn't they just raise the constituency budget? They could spend more than 3 kids, they 100 kids.
It'd be good to see some kids from the inner city. Those who get an opportunity to watch football want to learn more about it, but they can't afford that. So hopefully, if you're listening out there, from the members of parliament from Baynton and other areas like that, sponsor 1 or 2 of the kids to get an opportunity to see what football is all about. There, I put them on the spot.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you do, and that's a good idea. But definitely, we got to continue to develop the game of football here in the country, Pearly. And I think this is a big way and goes a great way in forging what we need to do to start it off at the early stages. Because eventually,
I have a question for your panelists.
All right. Who you got it for? You got it for Jason or you got it for Arthur?
I see there's a $50 fee to register. Is there a spectator's fee, like if I wanted to come and sit in the stands and watch, is there a spectator's fee, and exactly which part of the stadium we're having it?
Okay, so the camping, Arthur can chime in if he wants to. So it's 2 parts to your question. So the first question I'll answer is that no, there is no spectator fee. So if you kind of want to come in and watch the camp, you can. I don't think there'll be any restrictions there because we'll be using the field. So therefore, you can probably sit in the stands in that regard. There's no fees are charged there. In terms of the camp for the $50, listen, it's a great deal because one, if you think about it, you're really going to get your value just from what's given to you because one, you're going to get a camp shirt. Every kid gets a camp shirt. The second thing is that all of the kids will also receive a sponsor bag, which usually is a pack with a number of donated sponsored items in there, anything from compression shorts to socks to whatever they may have in that bag this year. And then at the end of the camp, as they're exiting, lunch is also provided for the kids as well. So when you look at just what you get for the $50, you're really getting it. And we have not even talked yet about the experience or the interaction with the players in that regard. But I will say that we definitely don't want anybody to miss this camp. And there is an opportunity for kids who may, be experiencing some degree of hardship and may want to attend. They definitely can email info@BahamasAllProWeekend.com. because I do know they have a number of scholarship opportunities, and we call them scholarship opportunities, meaning, hey, they may give you a scholarship actually to the camp this weekend. So we really don't want any of the kids to miss, but they will need to email that email address, which is info@BahamasAllProWeekend.com.
And it's something that, listen, on Saturday, if you want your kids to get out there and do something constructive and have a great experience, this is definitely something that'll be a highlight. Summer's just started. Great way to kick off your summer, get them active, keep them active all summer long, because trust me, some of the drills they pick up, they get out there on the weekend, they're going to want to continue playing over the summer. They want to get in the flag. They want to start playing. So it's a good thing, and it gets them out of your house. You understand? You can't come and eat up on my food. Outside. Old school. You ain't working on your thumbs. You're working on everything else. Minus your thumbs. Monkey outside. So it's a good opportunity for that. And like I said, in addition, for those who have really taken to football at an early age that already participate in leagues and so on and so forth, it's good for them to see it up close and personal, that whole, reach out and touch an NFL pro kind of experience and talk to them. And I think that goes miles and does wonders, because you don't know what little nugget those players will impart to those kids on a one-on-one basis that they're going to carry for a long time and help turn them around and put them on the right track or motivate them to continue doing what they're doing. So you definitely got to support it. Definitely got to be out there. What time does the camp start again?
The camp starts at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So they got to be there around 9 if they haven't registered, so on and so forth. Fill out any last-minute paperwork.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. And basically all they got to do, bring out some water, bring out their kicks, and come out ready to go do jam at football, right?
Yep.
Everything else will be there.
But usually I think they will. Last year, they
buy
them water.
But you know, I always say more the better.
Yeah.
And if I can, I think we have the time to break down a little more granular in terms of what happened. So for those kids who are taking in the VIP experience, they need to be kind of there like about 10:30.
Okay.
Those who are just taking on the general camp will be there around about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
In that regard. But nonetheless, we will have a team out there from around 10 o'clock on site. So regardless of what time they come, we'll be there to service them, like Arthur says, up until 3 o'clock.
That's awesome day. Timing, too, because then that lets me see my 12-year-old play the 8 a.m. game on Saturday morning in Nationals, and then right around the corner, drop off my oldest at football camp.
And you can try your recruitment.
Pick him back up at 4:45 and watch him.
Works but out no,
will, my time. I love it. Not, perfect. Good stuff.
Let's just be clear, right? Because we realize you're not coming for the camp. You're coming for a different reason. So your pitcher will be at the gate with a no-entry sign. No entry allowed.
Yeah, but don't worry about that. I got other Cowboy fans, but I'm keeping the distraction because you might beat up my gum. Why I can't get in? You know what I mean? Right. See my picture with my guy. That should allow me inside to cover sports. Right. So my gig can get cut. I got about 5 or 6 other Cowboys can go in. We got Cedric Wilson on ice. Cedric ain't going back to Miami. Going back to Dallas. That's a done deal. Done. Tell him I said that now. What? I come to see him for one reason only. When you see me and Cedric leave the camp, you can relax, that one call over.
Oh, I hope the Cowboys give you money.
Jerry Jod may be at Albany. If I find out now if Jerry Jod is at Albany, Mommy cruising back to Dallas today or tomorrow.
They're going to put you on the payroll.
On the payroll.
I'm on the payroll already.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that, but you look like you're working for it.
Wait, look, you didn't go, that's abuse I take for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry ain't paying me some way, some shape or form. I get jerseys and hats every year. I want tickets, season tickets. That's what I want. No, but the most important thing is to get these kids out there and have fun, and us big kids too, because there's going to be a lot of guys like me and Pearly that want to come out there and, hey, can we get a picture or so on and so forth. So,
well, I think the VIP experience, you can actually sign up for that concept even if you're not going to be a camper.
Perfect.
So people
can have that experience.
Yeah, so adults who watch football and, and know some of these players and want to meet and greet these players can do the VIP experience without actually being a child participating in the camp.
Perfect.
They can also register.
Because I can get a lot of questions about that from the dad brigade, and now we know how to answer
that. So all adults can also participate, not in the camp aspect, because the camp is up to 18 years old, but in the VIP experience, that's open for anybody.
Perfect. So get your Sharpies, get your merch, your memorabilia, and your jerseys or whatever, and pay your VIP experience and go love yourself, get all your autographs, and have that experience.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, for the VIP experience to get Cedric Wilson back to Dallas, I'd have played that 3 times. You know what I mean? Come on, man. It's worth it. But I want to thank you guys for stopping by. And real quick, Jason, how does this really tie in? I kind of think this is good for what you guys do, too.
Most definitely it is. I mean, because like Murphy will tell you, what we normally do is we forecast all the events we're going to do for the year in terms of what we're gonna showcase. And this camp is definitely one we've had on our calendar of events for the last 2 years. So we're happy with the partnership in that regard and really look forward to a great camp this week. So it's just a part of youth development, you know what I mean?
And that's what we're all about, man. Yeah. You guys do a great job with
it
that.
It spices things up a little bit. So like in our regular season, when we have season and we do our own camps as well, our own camps are done the way we do it, right? So the way we coach and set up without the people that are already, you know, all Bahamians and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it steps it up just a tad. So our kids get a little bit of a different experience. They're getting different people. When you have anybody come down, even when they have the, you know, in Christmas, when they do the football and the colleges come, the colleges will get some of their players to go out and do camps with the kids. And the thing is, when every single team that comes, they do something different, right?
Right.
So it's always like refreshing, especially for the kids, but even for us, the coaches and everybody, it's refreshing to see different drills. And, you know, the kids get to see somebody else coach them. And, you know, the same thing you've been telling the kid all year long.
That they don't listen to?
And they don't listen to.
The stranger walk in time in 2 seconds and they do it? Oh, yeah, that moment. You've been there. I've been
right.
there. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's one of those things that also helps us, right?
There
so the kids learn something different or the same thing you've been teaching them, but from someone different.
From a different perspective.
And then all of a sudden
it changes.
And
the penny drops.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. That's all we want the penny to do is drop. But I think this is another great opportunity, and I want to thank you guys for coming together again, making it happen, and doing it here, Arthur, again for the second year. And I think we need to help support this as much as we can to make this an annual event because it ties in
definitely
to so many other things to kick off the summer.
That is the vision. If we could get one kid from the camp to get a scholarship or even make it somewhere, we succeeded.
Yeah.
So that's
and
exactly.
I think with the athletes that we have here and the way we put them out, it'll be more than one kid if we do it right.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you guys for stopping by. I will see you guys on Saturday. I'll be out there.
Sir.
Pearly will be out there. I'm sure some of the veterans will be out there. And y'all Dolphin fans, pay the VIP experience, wear your jersey, come get your autograph. Y'all know y'all want to see Cedric before he end up in Dallas.
We'll come outside to you.
Yeah, come meet me outside. Huh?
I can be a blocker. See, I can be right there next to you. Everywhere you go, I can trail you. Be right behind you.
I just told Lordy we'll come to him outside.
See, you could be inside, Freddy, but keep me outside.
I will deal with him. You let him inside. We don't want him to make noise on the radio Monday morning saying you ain't let him in. Let him in. I got him.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Cedric can tell you all bye with me and Cedric Levy. Cedric going straight back to Dallas. Let's get to the break, man. And on the flip side of the break, Pearly, I'll be talking NBA basketball. And Pearly, you got something for the final 10 today, man. Rich Eisen taking you home. Chris Paul is now a Golden State Warrior.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my goodness. A big trade happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what the Wizards got out of the trade. They got a lot of picks.
Boston got a unicorn to go with Tatum and Brown. I think that's very scary.
It's going to be an interesting draft tonight. The Wemby era, because I was trying to figure out if he's going to call this dude Yama Bahama or Wemby, but I think the Wemby era begins tonight. Everybody thinks he's a no-hit. I mean, a guaranteed hit and a guaranteed NBA star and could be. And some people are predicting there's a 56% chance that he'll be an all-star this year.
But I'll tell you one thing I want to see. I want to see Smith Jr. from Arkansas at the number 17 pick to the Lakers.
If the Lakers don't trade that, that's a possibility.
But
when we come back after the break, we'll talk some more about it.
I can let you handle that, man. I got to get to that function, man. But good stuff as always. Pearly will be taking you home, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Thursday, Friday, June 23rd edition.
Yep.
We live tomorrow. Come to the remote and get them and take them yourself.
All right.
Mr. Producer, let's get to the break.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
The 50th Independent Secretariat invites you to celebrate 50 and get your praise on at the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert, Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
One God, one people.
Dressed to represent in your national colors.
Hi.
This event is absolutely free. Give God the glory and celebrate 50. It's the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert this Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly taking you the last 15 minutes before we get to the final tell bit. I can never pronounce the guy, Wojciechowski. Going to talk about the big trade that the Golden State Warriors pulled down today. Amazing. Some stuff are happening. Today is the NBA draft. Today, the San Antonio Spurs is going to take the Frenchman, Wemby. We calling him the Wemby era begins. 7'5" with an 8-foot wingspan. That's like, did he put his hand out? That's from one side of the free throw line to the next side. And he's a rim protector. He can shoot the three with consistency. He's a great passer. He is, by a lot of scouts are saying, he is the complete package, the total complete package. We will see shortly. Jordan is selling the Charlotte Hornets, or his shares in the Charlotte Hornets. Apparently, the final decision he will make is who they're picking today. And I guess they're going to go with Damian Miller. As bad as they say he talked with Jordan, Jordan's still going to pick him. Lakers are looking to move up in the draft. They want that kid out of Baylor, the point guard out of Baylor, who was another Keon Lewis player. Kenyatta George, I think that's his name or something like that. So that's who the Lakers are looking at. The big trade that this went down, CP3 goes to the Golden State Warriors. Poole goes to the Wizards. So that's going to be interesting to take a look at. You get some picks as well that's going with that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Does that keep Golden State together as a dynasty? Will Golden State bring Green back since he's a free agent now? That's going to be some stuff we can look at to see what's going on there. This is exciting stuff. If you're an NBA fan, today is a great day for you. Today is a day that you get to look and see what kind of moves your team will make. Today is when you get to meet the future stars of the NBA. Who's coming in? Who's going to be the stars? Who's going to be the flops? You had some players who were number one picks and did not make it. I can't remember the kid from the Clippers. I've had some bad luck with that. I remember Sam Bowie was considered one of the greatest college players to come around, that he was going to be, and he kept breaking his leg. A lot of people questioned when the Portland Trailblazers took Clyde Drexler over Michael Jordan. So this is where you sit down and then. Yes, to come a month ago, was that a good pick? Did we do something right? Did we do something wrong? did we pick the wrong player? So we get an opportunity to talk about that. If you want to call in and chime in and tell me who your team is and who you're hoping they'll pick, not a problem. Producer, let's put you right on. You can interrupt me. So what else is going on in the NBA? What is your team going to pick? What will the Heat do? Some people are thinking the Heat was going to get a part of this play. The Heat got shut out. Is Damian Lillard now going to be going to the Heat? Will he be staying with Portland? Depends on what Portland pick. If they pick Scooter Henderson, will they just go make Scooter Henderson the future of the team and get rid of Damian Lillard and get some more picks in there? Oh, boy. I'm waiting to see. I'm just waiting for this to start. I can't wait for 7 o'clock to come. We've got about an hour and a half left to go before, an hour and 40 minutes before we see what's going on with there. So let's keep paying attention, folks. Call in and let me know what you're thinking about. The Boston Celtics picked up today, this morning, and I can never pronounce his first name, so let's go with Porzingis. From the Wizards for Smart. Now, Smart didn't go to the Wizards. Smart ended up going to Memphis. So now Memphis has got a leader, got a big boy, a big brother, an adult, I can call it, not even like the others, who can now keep that team together. He's a great influence in the locker room. He's a smart ball player, and he has veteran leadership, and he's been there. So he knows, and I think, while Ja Morant is out for the 25 games, he will have an opportunity to put the team on his shoulder and bring some leadership to the team, help them mature as young men. Because a lot of those, you know, these kids are good ball players, so these kids just need to mature and understand what you're now doing. You're in the NBA, you got to be responsible. So the Warriors, the Celtics got what we call a unicorn. He's a rim protector. He can shoot the three. He can pass. What he does is he gives Boston that third superstar. So if Tatum or Brown is out and he's in, he can carry the load. He can help. So a consistent team, a team that is, you know, they dropped to the Miami Heat. So that was, they were looking at how they could get a better team. They could, depends on what Milwaukee does, because Middleton just decided to go free agent today. The Boston Celtics could be the team to beat in the East if teams like Miami and Philadelphia don't do something different. So looking at it as it is right now, I love the trade for Boston. I think it's a great pickup for them. I love it for Porzingis. He's now at a team where he has an opportunity to help in a championship or at least get far in the playoffs. Even he's with the Knicks and then he's with the Wizards. And I think there's a wasting of his talent. So I think it's gonna be fun to see him there, see how he fits in with those, with Tatum and with Brown and with others. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about seeing that. So, and then as we sit down, and don't be surprised if something else doesn't happen just before the trade or some moves happen just before the draft or some moves happen during the draft. Because that's a distinct possibility that can happen. A lot of teams are looking. See, a lot of people are asking why all this happening. The collective bargaining agreement has basically handcuffed a lot of these big money teams from having that power three. But it also hurt some, actually helping the lower base team. So if a lot of teams now got to come up with creative ways to get a player there. So if a Charlotte is a big name and they can make a trade with the Lakers to get that big name in there, that's basically how you circumvent the system and trying to get through it. So it's going to be chess they're playing in basketball, because you got to come up with so many great moves to decide how you want to do this. So the fact that CP3 now is a Golden State Warrior is also something interesting to look at. He doesn't have to be the man, the myth, the legend there. He can come off the bench, which is really now the role he's going to be having to play. He can come off the bench, back up Steph. He don't have to put in as much minutes as he had to put in Phoenix and other teams, so it'll be less wear and tear on his 38-year-old body. So instead of having to pay 32 or 30 minutes or something like that, he probably going to pay 19 to 20, 22 minutes, 23 minutes. Which would be a lot of time for him to rest and be able to pace himself. So as they get into the playoffs, he's there. Because he plays great basketball all season, super basketball all season. And in playoff time, he has a great first round or second round, and his body just can't keep up with it. So if they're able to manage his time, get him some rest, give him some days off to rest, keep him going. So when he gets into the playoffs, he's well rested. He's not a lot of time in the regular season in his body. Golden State could be a team to look at. but they still need some big men up front. So, you know, that's gonna be interesting to see. So I'm waiting for 7 o'clock to come. There are other talks going around. There's a talk that the Clippers may be trading Paul George. People are talking about that. So that's gonna be something we can keep an eye on. That's the Knicks and the Clippers, actually. Sorry about it. The Knicks and the Clippers talking about making that trade, to move Paul George into New York. That may be something nice to look at now, but it depends on who the Knicks got to give up. But that'll be a nice piece of the Knicks. Like I said earlier in the year, that the Knicks were at least one player away from making a good run in the playoffs, and Paul George could bring that to them. He can be a big asset to them. He could be a big help to them, and I would look at the Knicks to be another team to reckon with in the East. I didn't say an NBA, I didn't say championship, a team to reckon with the East. So as we look at the draft about to begin, Dame Lillard, is he going to stay in Portland? Will the Knicks and the pull off that trade? What other moves out there? Will the Lakers trade up? What other moves out there that they would be looking? I think Smart was a bit taken aback. He said it was like a gut punch to him with the trade. But I think while he's gotten so comfortable in Boston and developed friends and family in Boston, it's going to be a hard move. But I think this is a good move for him in terms of him becoming a leader of a team, becoming the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the team, the captain of the team, coming there to bring some leadership to that Memphis. Memphis need a serious, mature player to come in there that can take these young men and tell them, hey, get your act together, watch yourself. And I think he'll be good for Memphis. I think Memphis has been big in this. I'm certain Memphis has been big in this. Boston has been big in who they got up. I just don't know what's going on with the Wizards. You know, I guess they're accumulating a lot of picks. It'll be interesting to see what they do over the next, this NBA draft, next year NBA draft, just what they got planned. Because they're getting like 10 picks for this trade, 10 or 15 picks, and only two rounds in the pick. So it's going to be interesting to see what they try to rebuild the Washington Wizards team and get them back to, remember they used to be the Washington Bullets? The United States has gotten so sensitive on what names are. You know, they used to be the Washington Bullets. Oh, no, that's talking about crime. There's too much crime. So they changed it to the Wizards. Then you had the Washington Redskins. That was racist. So they changed it to the Commanders. So that's our America for you. In baseball last night, Dodgers had a good game. Really good game. They had a bullpen session. Ohtani handcuffed the Dodgers, gave up pitch. Ohtani pitched. I think he struck out 12 or 13 Dodgers. He did fantastic against my Dodgers. One bad pitch to Freddie Freeman, and that was put over the fence. And after that, they picked up a run. In the eighth inning. Victor Gonzalez got the win. Top of the ninth, sorry, because it was I think because we're in LA, I think we're in Dodger Stadium. We're at Angel Stadium, so it was the top of the ninth. So we picked up a run in the fourth inning, one bad pitch, and then they moved him after the eighth inning, and then we picked up an insurance run in the ninth inning to hold the game. So I was pretty excited about that. And my rookie, Miguel Vargas hit a home run. I was cussing him stink. Oh, he got struck out about three times, but he redeemed himself with the home run to give us the insurance run. So we swept that quick two-game series there in LA for the freeway series, they call it. So today, the Dodgers are off today. They're only, I think, we had the Padres and the Giants today, the Marlins, Pirates at the Marlins, the Royals at the Royals at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay really starting to slump a little bit there. The Seattle Mariners at the Yankees. We've got Atlanta Braves at the Philadelphia Phillies. We've got the Arizona Diamondbacks at the Washington Nationals. Oakland Athletics at the Cleveland Indians. The Red Sox are playing the Minnesota Twins today. Seattle and the Yankees, that's an interesting series today. The Rays are having a bit of a slump. The Giants were about, I thought the Giants were going to sweep the Padres. They took the first three, but the Padres are all over them, 10-0 right now in the seventh inning, so we can call that one a dud for the Giants. So the Dodgers don't play anymore until tomorrow. And they got the Houston Astros coming into L.A. Then NFL is coming around. Some talks about Cedric. You know, you had Naughty talk about Cedric Wilson. That's the wide receiver that the Dolphins got from Dallas last year. Didn't use him a whole lot. With Tyreek Hill coming in and Waller. He wasn't used a whole lot. Wasn't targeted a lot. Didn't get a lot of playing time. But talks are that he will be used a whole lot more this year and could be the third option, the wide receiver three, slot receiver. So let's hope and see what goes on there. Training camp is, they got this little number of us, so when training camp open back up, and I don't remember the number, I leave that for Naughty to tell us, but training camp is not that far away. So you'll be seeing some more moves. Will Delvon Cook end up in Miami? Will Hopkins end up in the Patriots? Delvon Cook put out the thing, oh, he liked the Tiger, but Hopkins, the Patriots can sign both. Then you see in First Take, Greeny joining on, but the Jets will get both of them. That would be scary. That would be scary for the AFC East. It would make the Jets an even stronger team, but they're still lose to the Dolphins. So let's get that depth right now. And if any Dolphin fan knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. So Dolphins always talking about Wilkins, extending Wilkins. Somebody put out that we should take back in the Dominican Sioux. He's still a free agent out there. We do need a little more help in the middle there. So that could be a possibility. We'll wait to see what goes on there. I'll save my talk on that. But there was also a situation with the Dolphins yesterday I wanted to bring up. With an altercation, the Tyreek Hill and a charter boat worker on Sunday. He went fishing, him and his agent went fishing, and something came up behind it, and the guy filed a charge. I don't know if it was an argument or he just tapped him in the back of his head. Just a tap in the back of his head, they say. And somebody made a big deal of it. But the Miami-Dade Police Department finished his investigation to the alleged assault on Hill, and he will not be charged. So that is put behind him. You know, and these NBA football players, basketball players, baseball players, you got to be careful when you go out because people will see who you are and look at it as a payday, you know. So there are no criminal charges being filed against him. Fox News reported the police told the alleged victim he would need to discuss the matter with the state attorney's office in Florida if he wanted to pursue criminal charges. So according to the Miami-Dade police, they don't say anything to charges, but the guy still has recourse that he can go to the state attorney general's office and file and see if they will look at it. But this is pretty much over. You know, a lot of times people just see a payday and they're trying to take a couple of dollars out too. So World Your Healthy is coming up with the final 10. We have to take our last break and then we move into him with the final 10. NBA draft tonight, 7 o'clock. San Antonio is on the clock. Wemby era, they call it, will begin. And this kind of stuff is great for NBA basketball. Because as we know that the LeBrons and others are now fading out and getting older, we're looking for the new faces. Ja Morant was sitting on top there to become the man amid the face of the NBA, but himself in trouble. So until he gets to redeem himself, the NBA looking for new faces. And the Frenchman, this is good for European basketball, more European. And if those of you who remember San Antonio, this is the second Frenchman to play for San Antonio. Parker, I can't remember his first name. I don't know why I can't remember his first name. Parker was their last championship. San Antonio Spurs from France. And San Antonio has been known to have a number of international players. So I look forward to the NBA draft. Mr. Producer, it's been a great time filling in for the last couple of minutes for Naughty. We'll take it to our final break. And when you come back from the break, Wojciechowski from ESPN will be discussing the CP3, Chris Paul trade, and other news in the NBA. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this. See you tomorrow.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping.
Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay. Them other jokers, we've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. We have some monster breaking news, including a future Hall of Famer, Adrian Wojnarowski, still on the desk with us. What more can you tell us?
Cassidy, a big one. The Washington Wizards have agreed to send Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors for Jordan Poole and two future draft picks, a first-round pick, a second-round pick. And listen, this is the completion of that Bradley Beal trade with the Phoenix Suns. The Wizards have been looking for a situation to move Chris Paul onto, and now the Warriors step in, bring in Chris Paul to play with Klay Thompson, obviously Steph Curry, and move out Jordan Poole, who will start a new four-year, $100 million contract extension this season. And this is a Warriors team that has some difficult financial decisions to make, and they made one today, and moving on Jordan Poole to the Wizards. This is certainly going to give Golden State an opportunity to have a little more breathing room and working on a contract extension with Draymond Green, who they simply do not want to lose in free agency. And now Chris Paul, who wanted to play very much for a contender. His conversations with the Wizards, Michael Winger, their president, his agent, Stephen Heumann, they've been working all week to try to find a landing spot for Chris Paul. And it is the Warriors who now bring in this future Hall of Fame player as they try to maximize this window with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and certainly Washington now gathering up picks, gathering up young assets, and they're really in a full rebuild now.
Yeah, before this trade, the Warriors' payroll stood at $186 million. Mike Dunleavy was promoted from assistant GM to replace Bob Myers. Do you have any insight of just how busy he's been in his new role?
Yeah, Mike Dunleavy Jr., this has been a conversation in Golden State. Again, I think trying to find a way to balance out this payroll. Listen, Jordan Poole has been an outstanding young player for this organization. He did not have his best season last year, certainly some circumstances around that, certainly at the beginning of the year and all that he went through with Draymond Green and the punch. But again, I think this is a play for this organization with Chris Paul, who's owed $30 million this year. This is an expiring deal for the Warriors. It gives them a chance, not asking him to carry a significant big role. There's plenty of great guard play here, but certainly the role he could play could be significant as they try to get back into championship contention. And, you know, Mike Dunleavy Jr. and Joe Lacob, their owner, you know, they've talked about, listen, wanting to still compete, but also the reality that with this new salary cap, with the payroll that has to eventually get reined in, 4 years, $140 million now off the books in Golden State. And part of what you see why draft picks going back to Washington in this is that kind of money. You saw it with Bradley Beal. This is a different time in the NBA with big, big contracts. And so the Warriors almost had to incentivize that a little bit in getting off that much money.
And Perk, Chris Paul, 38, turns 39 next May. Talking about just the type of role that he could play with this Warriors team, what do you envision that he can do with Golden State?
He's going to fit in just fine. The one thing that we saw over the last couple of years is that Chris Paul has shown us that he can actually play off the ball and be a capable knockdown three-point shooter. But I want to go back to Jordan Poole for a second. We saw the writing on the wall. We saw at times where Steph Curry was frustrated with him when he was taking shots that Steph should have felt like, that the Golden State Warriors felt like should have been in Steph's hands. We seen and we heard Draymond Green talk about how that incident basically broke up their locker room and they weren't going to win the championship. We saw the drop-off. And the great Kevin Garnett used to always say, watch the young players after they get their money, and that's how you can see the real them. And to be honest, since Jordan Poole got the bag, he's been a completely different player. I think this is a right move for the Warriors, and I would love to see Chris Paul alongside Steph Curry. That would be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, he signed that four-year, $128 million deal back in 2022.
Well, I think it's a little unfair to be like, watch the player after he got his money. That is a very, very true thing. But I think in this situation, after you win a championship, you get your money. You get punched in the face, and now all of a sudden you're pissed off. So I don't think that that's a great indicator. I will say this about Jordan Poole and about a lot of young players out there. If you're in a great situation and you have to recognize that very quickly you can end up on the Washington Wizards, no disrespect to them, in a rebuild space. So you can go and get a bunch of shots. No one will ever see you. You're not gonna be on TV. You're going to be a part of a rebuild. Or you can fix your face, you can fix your attitude, and get back in line and compete for championships. So I think, you know, while this is unfortunate, that they had to break up part of their young core, there were some money incentives on it. But ultimately, Chris Paul to the Warriors, I think that that is a great move for Chris Paul.
What I'm saying is his attitude was different. We saw it in the postseason. It had nothing to do with the punches. We saw the frustration with the shot selection he was taking. It had nothing to do with him getting punched.
Agreed.
It's everything about him saying, I got my bag, so I got a bigger role. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. And that's, I mean, you could go take it up with KG. I'm just telling you what he told me, and that's what I said. He's an all-time great. He's a Hall of Fame. I'm going to go listen to him.
Yeah, listen, in this league, the only thing you are guaranteed is the money on the contract. You are not guaranteed where you're going to play, unless you're Bradley Beal and you negotiate
yes.
a no-trade clause. Mm-hmm. But that you are seeing fewer and fewer high-level players go into free agency. You are signing the extension where you are, and then essentially you go in the portal when you want out. Now, that's not what's happening with Jordan Poole. He was traded. But I think this is the reality of the league. We are going to see, I think, a number of trades, and among them some with contracts like Jordan Poole, even early in their career, starting out on a new deal. But again, for Washington, he has a chance to be a cornerstone on a young team. They bring in Tyus Jones from Memphis. Jordan Poole, and so you start to see some younger perimeter players and some picks. They've got number 8 tonight. They've got second-round picks, and certainly they're in a position now.
We'll still see what they're going to do with Kyle Kuzma.
Right. There's a lot of interest in re-signing Kyle Kuzma. Again, if you're the Wizards, that's an asset. You want to try to keep that on your roster and then maybe make a different decision down the line with them, and Kuzma's going to have a lot of free agent opportunities out there, but again, Jordan Poole to the Washington Wizards for Chris Paul, remarkable.
No one's touching you. Anyway, look, I like this for the Wizards. I really do. Because now they have a legitimate young backcourt. We know what Tyus Jones can do. Mm-hmm. We know what Jordan Poole can do. So now, okay, you need a couple of threes, but you're building something. For the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, with the Bradley Beal sweepstakes, and then you give him a no-trade clause, and then you give him all the money, there is not a person in the NBA that had any idea what the Washington Wizards were doing the last 3 years. Right? I understand Bradley Beal needs to be there, but no player was going to go team up. You didn't have the assets to go bring somebody else in. You were in the biggest purgatory, and then all of a sudden you have to trade Bradley Beal to get off the contract for probably, I don't want to say pennies on the dollar, but somewhat close to get off the contract. So now you can see a clear plan in Washington, and good for them and the organization.
You think Chris Paul can finally get his first championship with the Warriors?
No, I don't. I mean, but it's still...
There's a lot of hate in you and your heart.
I love the move for CP3, but I mean, you still got the Nuggets and you got the Suns. The Warriors are not my favorite because they added CP3.
I'm just saying you got a lot of hate in your heart.
No, I don't. I got a lot of love for everybody on this panel.
That's a lie.
That's a lot of veteran presence, though. Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. We'll see what happens with Draymond Green. As Woj said, a remarkable trade. The Washington Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors for a package that includes Jordan Poole and picks. Woj, thank you so much for joining us. Maybe you'll come back the next block. We'll see. Yes?
Picks 2030 Golden State first-round pick, 2027 2027 second-round pick to the Wizards.
This morning, the Lakers acquire the 40th pick in tonight's draft. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, a chance for the Lakers. They go from 47 to 40. So right now, the Lakers are drafting at 17 and 40. They sent cash and the number 47 pick to the Indiana Pacers. And I think this is a draft where a lot of teams see some value, a lot of value, in the second round. And having second-round picks financially, when you are a team that's going to be in luxury tax, when you have a big payroll, your ability to hit on those picks and get some low-cost talent that you can bring through and develop, it's invaluable when you are trying to build, maintain a contender with max-level players, with guys like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, that you're building around.
But yesterday, Perk, you said you would love to see Chris Paul on the Lakers. But in terms of the Lakers' future and what they should be doing, you know, over the next week or so, you know, what do you want to see from them?
Well, I will first order of business is making sure that Austin Reeves doesn't go anywhere. I think when you look at the trust, not only that the Lakers have in him, but Darvin Ham and LeBron James. I haven't seen LeBron James, like, sit back and take a lesser role and defer to a person for his playmaking ability since Kyrie Irving. And, like...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.